Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're going to talk next to Convention and Visitors Bureau. We've got Karen Hibbert, Executive Director, joining us. Thanks for being here.
Brandon, it's always a pleasure to come and talk to you about activities that are happening here in Manhattan. So I can't believe it's November already.
I can't either. And you've brought a guest with you here today.
I have. We have a lot of great things to talk about, but I brought Jeff Sackrider with us today to talk about what's going on downtown Points Avenue. And so we'll get to that in a little bit because Jeff is full of information and can provide some insight. Get that, Jeff? as to what's going on in Manhattan. So, you know, as we flip the calendar, it is still fall. I love November. I love November for many reasons. I specifically love November because it's a time to be thankful. We celebrate Thanksgiving and we jump right on into the holiday activities. And certainly as we wrap up fall, I'm not ready to put away fall colors yet, but certainly wanted to talk a little bit about what's been happening in the community and what is yet to come. So with us just being November 1, I wanted to just talk a little bit about football frenzy and what that does to our community as far as hotel occupancy and the fun of that. Obviously, I just have the STAR report through September, and we're holding about where we were last September with about a 64% hotel occupancy. Average daily rate is about $98.64, and the revenue per room is $63.26 compared to last year. It's about even. We're just off a couple of pennies. So about as business as usual. But certainly KSU homecoming was last weekend, and that was a great victory, by the way. I'm still savoring that victory over OU. But Friday night, our hotel occupancy was at 96.8%, and then a 93.4% on a Saturday. So that's a busy time for us, but overall for the week of KSU homecoming, our hotel occupancy was about 71% occupancy. So again, conferences and things make a big difference. Weekends when it's a home football game, certainly we fill up our hotels with a lot of fans, both inside and out of the Purple family.
I was curious about the hotel occupancy, if it did fill up as much for home football games. I know some folks will maybe come down and then go back, but a lot of them do spend money here.
They do. And I really want to encourage our listeners that as you welcome those fans from the opposing team, you're really that visitor, that first impression for that visitor. And so invite them to your tailgate. Thank them for coming, because when those visitors come, they're spending money. They are spending money that we don't have to spend as a result of that. And so welcome those visitors, those fans, even though they might be wearing a different team color than we wear. Welcome them and thank them for making that journey and coming into our community. So, yes, it does make a difference when it's home games, and that's important for us. So always go Cats, but always welcome those visitors into to our fold as well.
All right. As far as some other things, you have some information?
Sure. I just wanted to share with you on an average, we welcome, again, about 355,000 visitors a year to Manhattan. And as always, I like to share with us what the activities, the different activities are that we have an opportunity to celebrate. We've talked about, certainly as your listeners listen, they hear the commercials of Fly MHK, and it's been 10 years since Manhattan has welcomed American Airlines into our community. And so every month for the next 10 months through July, this is our second drawing, you have an opportunity to enter to win for a prize package. And today, after I leave the show, we'll be going out to the airport to do the drawing for Home for the Holidays. So the winner will be winning a nice prize package of things to do in Manhattan, as well as a voucher to bring home someone, a loved one, to the Manhattan community. You do not have to be flying out of Manhattan, although we encourage you to use Manhattan's air service, but you can just drop in your card. It's right there as you enter into the airport. You can just be in that waiting area, and you can drop in your card. You don't have to be a paid ticket flyer to enter to win. But the drawings are always the first of every month, and this is our second drawing that we'll be doing, and it's a package for the Home for the Holidays. A lot of other things that make Manhattan an exciting place, and I'll share those really quickly, and then I want us to visit with what Jeff and his team has been doing as we're creating an interest in something for our visitors to take in. Certainly, I want to give a shout out to the Manhattan Kiwanis for their efforts with the improvements of the Manhattan Overlook. What a great iconic venue that is. The dedication, of course, is this Sunday from 2 to 4, and we encourage people to come in. If you don't go to the dedication, we also encourage you to go up and take a look. It's a view of Manhattan in a different light. Certainly the 9th of November, it's the 3rd annual Young Trustees Chili Cook-Off that'll be in the Blue Earth Plaza, a fun game day experience that you can watch the game on a big screen as well as enjoy the Blue Earth Plaza and enjoy some chili in the area. The 39th annual Buttons and Bows at the Manhattan Catholic Schools put on. That is happening on November the 9th. And then certainly we just heard about the 31st annual German Mennonite Meal in the International Craft Sale. That's a great annual event for you to come to as well. The 16th annual Festival of Trees, hosted by the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, is on November the 22nd, as well as multiple McCain performances, C.L. Hoover Opera House, Columbia and the Manhattan Arts Center, and KSU student performances, all give an opportunity for visitors to come to Manhattan to experience. And then don't forget that on Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, is the 7th annual Festival of Lights, and Santa will be coming into town, turning on the lights on Kansas's tallest Christmas tree, and let the holiday festivities really begin then. So we have a lot of reasons that visitors come into our community. We have two more home football games with West Virginia and Iowa State coming in, and basketball season also brings in fans both for women's and men's. So it's a great community with a lot of activities that go on in our community.
Well, it certainly is, and I got to spend a lot of time downtown Manhattan last night, and I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the trick-or-treating and how well the community comes together for that particular event, and everything is just so smooth down there.
Absolutely. Well, it takes a lot of people working together to make Manhattan an exciting place, and that's why I asked Jeff Sackrider to be with us today, because he has been one of the folks that is helping to bring art to our community. And so
I have a phone call. I'm sorry, I forgot I have a phone call here. Can we get to that first?
Sure.
Go ahead. You're on K-Man.
Good morning. You and the entire chamber, present and past, have to be complimented for putting this town on the map. At the airport, do you have to fly out of here to be drawn in that contest?
No, sir, you do not. Thank you for asking that question, and again for clarification. When you go into the airport and you're going up to the ticket office, before you get into that secured area, there is a table and a display there that you can just go in and you can drop your card in. There is you can either drop in your business card, or there is a form that you can fill out with your name, address, email, and phone number. And if you're drawn out, then certainly make sure you put your phone number on there, because we'll call you and say you're the lucky winner of the prize.
All right. Well, Jeff Sackrider is here with us here, and are you with Inside MHK then?
I am, yeah, and thanks for having me here and the opportunity to talk. But, yeah, so I'm one of the co-founders and co-chairs of the new public art group, Inside MHK.
Okay. Now, there's a great project that's going on. I actually, a little plug here, I ate AJ's pizza last night before we went trick-or-treating and saw the artwork that's going on down there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. It's so exciting to see it actually, you know, paint and color up on the wall. So we hired an international duo from Brazil, Bicicletas and Frio is the name of the artist. It's Douglas and Renato are the two artists that are creating this mural for us.
And where did the inspiration come to do a project like this?
So we love Manhattan. You know, everybody in our group loves Manhattan. And we think that public art has the power to just enhance this community for people that live here and for guests that are going to come visit. And so we're a group of individuals, And we just decided that we wanted to help facilitate the creation of public art and get people excited about this. And we were able to go to the Deal Fund, which is a fund that's held with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and they were able to give us a $30,000 grant. I was looking in my office yesterday. We got the letter from the Deal Fund July 30th of this year that we were going to get the funding, and 91 days later, we have a mural nearly completed. It's fantastic. It's amazing how quickly this all came together.
Yeah, it certainly has, and I know they've been working a lot here. It all started this week when they started the painting?
It did. So we had three people fly in from Puerto Rico and two from Brazil. They all flew into the Manhattan airport. They're very impressed that we have such a fantastic airport that's, you know, 10 minutes away from the center of the city. They all commented on how great service, how convenient it is. But we had Maria with Just Kids, which Just Kids is a international curator. So they're the ones that represent the artists. They're the ones that buy the paint and just have the experience with this. And so the first person got here Saturday, started collecting supplies, getting things together. The artist got to town Monday afternoon and started work Monday night.
Okay. And there is some opportunities. I know there's a watch party coming up. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So the Manhattan Chamber, the Young Professionals group, is hosting a watch party at 5 o'clock tonight. So we're encouraging young people and young at heart to come down. I know that Adam at AJ's has some beer from Brazil and the official drink. We're going to have pizza and just watch the guys as they're finishing up the mural.
It's a great atmosphere down there. It really is. And, you know, seeing the project come together, even in the cold, they get to experience kind of, I guess, all the different forms of weather here in Manhattan this week with the snow. And now it's more fall-like again here. I think it's going to be a little warmer. What have their impressions been of that area?
So for the weather specifically, Renato, one of the two artists, had never seen snow before this week. And when we told him it was going to snow, it was just like a little kid on Christmas. He was so excited to get to see it. And then he was up on the lift for about 4 hours in the snow Monday night, half frozen. And I don't think that he appreciated that quite so much. But, you know, they work all over the world, you know, Tokyo, LA, Berlin. They create art in lots of different communities, and they've all told me that it's just so special to be in a town like Manhattan. We have international murals in town already. We've got art like this, but this is still something new and exciting for the community, and people have just gone out of their ways to be welcoming to the entire team, and they just, you know, they feel like rock stars in Manhattan. It's just incredible how much fun they're having. We took them to a Halloween party at my friend Linda's house last night, and, you know, they don't celebrate Halloween in Brazil, so this is a completely new experience for them. And just getting to experience Manhattan and show these internationally famous people all the great things that we have here has just been a wonderful experience for them and for everybody that they come into contact with, too.
Well, it's always neat to see public art, and I'm curious if this project itself, is it going to spawn more, you think?
That is the goal. You know, InSight, we hope to capture people's imaginations and, you know, work with us, work on their own. You know, we're calling this an annual event. We hope to do this again next year. We hope that we can do, you know, multiple murals over a week next year. We are working with some local artists on a couple other public art projects that we can hopefully share some more information about soon. But yeah, I think that we have people talking about art and public art in Manhattan and what that looks like and what's possible. And we're seeing some excitement now. And I hope that we can keep that momentum going.
Okay. Well, it is a great project. And if you have a chance to get downtown and check that out, be sure to do so. What time does that watch party start tonight?
So it starts at 5, but please don't feel like you need to wait till 5. We're encouraging people to be down all day watching. If it's too cold, you can sit inside. There's seats all along the glass there at AJ's in the warmth. You know, you don't feel like you need to go down there and buy food. I mean, you're absolutely welcome to just sit down there and watch.
Okay. Well, what a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about InSight MHK. If people want more information, how do they get a hold of you guys?
insightmhk.org is our website. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Come down to AJ's. We're going to be there throughout the weekend.
Okay.
And Jeff, certainly our website as well. Visit ManhattanKS.org.
All right. Karen Hibbard, Jeff Sackrider, thank you so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus today. Be sure to tune in on Monday. We'll be talking with members of the Young Trustees about their annual chili cook-off. That'll be starting off the program Monday. We'll also have Ann Smith from Flint Hills Attabus and Manhattan Parks and Rec.
Blueville's Horticulture Hints comes up after awesome. CBS News this morning. And then it's Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon, Manhattan High football tonight.